Dr. Stoyanovich, welcome to Drive.
Good morning. Thanks, or good afternoon, actually. Hey, thanks for having me.
So what is going on with these birds?
So in the last few years, I've been doing research on swift parrots across their breeding range in Tasmania. And one of the things we've been noticing for quite a long time is that the male swift parrots invest a lot of their time guarding their girlfriends, and they spend a lot of their time also fighting with other males who show quite a lot of interest in the girlfriends of other males. So that kind of got us a bit curious as to why everyone was so tense at the breeding grounds. And so we climbed up to the swift parrot nest tree and took a little DNA sample from a few hundred nestlings from different nests across Tassie to do a paternity test. And what those results showed, interestingly, was that about half of the nests actually had different fathers, like more than one father per nest. It's a good reason for the males to be defending their girlfriends.
So they've been up to no good.
Up to no good, indeed. And it was quite interesting as well. One of the key results that we found was that the nests where there was more than one father actually did less well than nests where it was just one father. So it's an interesting example of monogamy being the best case scenario for this bird.
So was this kind of behavior maybe a bit more human than you guys had expected?
It's definitely more interesting than we expected. Yeah, we didn't really know what to expect, to be honest. I mean, most people expect that parrots are going to be monogamous, and so we kind of just assumed that that's what we'd find in swift parrots. But it was quite interesting to see that all the tension and the fighting at the nest is actually playing out genetically with shared paternity. So yeah, it was quite a cool result.
So has anything in particular caused this, or is this just how they are?
I think that this result is actually is not a normal situation for swift parrots, and that's borne out by the fact that the monogamous pairs actually produced more nestlings than the ones that cheated. And the reason that this situation is becoming more common is because sugar gliders get attacked and eaten in their nests by an introduced mammal in Tasmania called the sugar glider. It's a little possum that can glide between trees, which is native to the Australian mainland, but was introduced to Tasmania about 200 years ago. And they kill and eat the adult females in particular while they're sitting on their eggs, and that makes adult females rarer. So there's a lot of kind of sexually frustrated bachelors floating around in the swift parrot population, desperate to find a girlfriend, and most of the time they have to try and snatch sneaky sex from already paired females.
So they're just picking up the scraps.
Exactly. Well, you never know. Maybe the females are, you know, choosing to get with the sexiest male around and kind of, you know, just hedging their bets and taking a few different fathers for their chicks. So.
Well, yeah, it sounds like a good situation for them.
Exactly. And it seems like the females are also exchanging sex for food as well. So they like a snack and also get to choose some extra fathers. But unfortunately, it seems like all the fighting that happens between males means that overall, females that cheated actually ended up producing fewer kids. So, yeah, there's a cost.
this behavior and the sugar gliders, of course, are having a negative impact on the population. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And we've done some research that's shown that in as little as 16 years, the swift parrot could actually be very, very nearly extinct. And that's just as a result of sugar gliders alone. But this result that we, in this study that we just found, actually shows that the reduced breeding productivity from cheating on the monogamous partner actually lowers success of reproduction by another 5% on top of the sugar glider problem. So this whole issue is basically just pushing them further down the pathway to extinction. So we really need to protect as much forest as possible in Tasmania so these birds have enough opportunities to breed to replenish the females that get eaten.
And maybe also some classes in sexual behaviour.
Yeah, well, hopefully they're using all the caution.
So is there, are the steps being taken to protect the swift parrot, or do you think more needs to be done?
Oh, more definitely needs to be done. And in fact, far from protecting the swift parrot, we're in fact we're actively accelerating its decline to extinction by logging the remaining old growth forests across Tasmania. And in the last 20 years, for example, we've cut down about a third of the remaining swift parrot habitat in an area called the Southern Forest of Tasmania. That's just in that place, let alone the whole rest of the state. So really, I mean, even though we know what swift parrots need for their long-term survival, we're pretty much just ignoring that and continuing with business as usual. And, you know, it's quite rare to know so much about a species that you can even know about its sex life. So swift parrots are in this unusual position where we know so much about them in such great detail. But even so, we're still actively choosing to ignore the protection that they need and still, you know, literally like today logging their remaining habitat.
So we're logging their habitat and we're mocking them at the same time.
Exactly.
We're horrible.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here on Drive today.